Welcome to the Spoutcast, where we spout off the news to those who drink from the well. My name is Christian Warren, and joining me yet again is Sarah Wells. Sarah, how are you?
I'm great. It's one of my favorite days of the year today.
Being at the Spoutcast?
Every Monday is my favorite day of the year. And the 4th of July. Really? I love it. I love America. I love being patriotic. Good. I love fireworks. I love the USA.
Wow. Well, once again, we are Megan-less, and it's really sad because she's just crazy busy, you know? And I feel bad because I made us record today. The boss laid down the hammer a little bit, and I said, we have to record.
The big fist, iron fist. What's
ironclad.
Leading with an iron fist.
Yeah, there you go. No, I just, today... was like, we should do this because here in the next couple weeks in July, there'll probably be 1 or 2 weeks where we don't have an episode just with the busy month. So I just wanted to make sure that we got at least this one in. Is that fair?
That is so fair.
And so today's episode will probably be a little bit different because it really is just me and Sarah. And so we're not going to have the news, but we are going to bring in our very first guest we ever had on this show. And she's a great one.
She is. She is one of our favorites.
Her name is Jane. And Jane was our very first guest on the show. And being July 4th, Jane is a very patriotic person. And so we decided that we wanted to bring her in here for most of the show just to hang out with us today here on July 4th. Is that fair? So on today's show, we're going to do things a little bit different. We're still going to do sermon feedback. Which was on Mike's parable of the Good Samaritan. And then instead of the news, I decided that it's July, and July is kind of the middle of the year, is it not?
Yes.
And so I decided that because I'm a movie guy, and I shouldn't really be talking...
Wait, you're a movie guy?
I know, I shouldn't really talk about news, but I feel like if we're going to have a news segment, my idea was just to talk about 5 movies that you should see and 5 movies you shouldn't see.
From this past year?
From this past 6 okay. months, yes.
What about your favorite fart joke of the year?
Well, I don't have a... they were all told last week, so... We're getting away with a lot here without Megan, because she would be looking at us.
Potty humor.
Also, you know, we'll still have an interview segment with Jane. We'll discuss what I thought was originally going to be our one and why of what's our favorite candy, but we all have a similar love together, and that is donuts. And
we
are
donut enthusiasts.
Yeah, so we decided we're going to share about our one favorite donut and why, which will be fun during that interview segment. And then we'll give some...
We're so funny. Why are we... We're talking about donuts. We could have a whole conversation about them because we love them.
Hey, it's July 4th. The most patriotic thing you could do is talk about donuts.
You know what? Fat. That's right. That's the most American thing you could do is talk about fat donuts.
Yeah, well, they are the greatest.
I love it.
And announcements will be up after the one and why. So first of all, before we kind of go to a break, Sarah, do you want to know something that I used to do every July 4th up until I was 22 years old?
Which was last year?
No, it was 2 years ago.
2 years ago? Yes, I would love to know.
You really don't care.
I do. No, I really do.
All right. Well, to be honest, like it, I didn't do it my whole life. I probably did it from 1996 all the way till 22. So I'll rephrase my statement.
Okay.
But I used to watch the film Independence Day every single
Smith.
July 4th.
Oh, that's such a good one.
And I worked the fireworks booth the last 2 years, which is why I never did it. And so this year, I'm hoping that I'm going to get my my Will Smith on and kind of start the tradition.
Get your jiggy on. And then you can sing the Men in Black song and do the dance.
I could. But if you're listening
out
there.
Sing about going to Miami.
That's right. If you're listening out there and you have not seen the film Independence Day, it is one for the ages. One for the ages.
I love it.
So up next, we're going to do some sermon feedback. We'll bring Jane in here and she'll join us for that segment. We'll talk about the parable of the Good Samaritan. And it'll be a lot of fun. So, music this week, Sarah.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us about the music you chose this week.
Our music.
Because apparently my music sucks,
I just wanted a turn. Our music this week is by a girl named Molly Jensen, and she was the female singer for a band called Everybody Duck for a long time, and Everybody Duck was a band up at Hume Lake. And then she went on her own and now makes her own music, and she is fantastic, and you can find her on iTunes. You can go to her website. She has a Facebook, all sorts of things, and she tours a lot through California, and so this is her first album called Maybe Tomorrow.
Well, enjoy some
Molly Jensen.
Molly Jensen, and I apologize, listeners, for my terrible music choices for the last 16
weeks. No, it's not terrible.
But, you know, it's just, I don't buy a lot of music, okay? And...
So you stick to what you listen to in junior high.
You know, Jane said she liked music on the spout, but geez, guys.
I liked it when you had the Social Network soundtrack. That's my favorite.
Yeah, you know what? I kid you not, I had four or five people say the music this week sucked. So
for a Social Network?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of weird, but I love it.
Anyway, so enjoy that, and we'll be back with the sermon discussion. All right.
Welcome back, and we have some sermon discussion time now with Jane Fawcett. How are you, Jane?
I'm great, thank you.
We're so glad to have you
back. Yeah, we're so glad to have you back. You know, I'm sorry that you weren't our first repeating guest. However, we just are so glad that you're back for episode 17, where I feel like we really got 17. Our stuff together now, you know, so.
Yeah, you were with us the first week when OG.
I'm original gangster.
You are.
Yeah, and you guys have come a long way. For those of you that don't know, they've moved into a studio, like a real room.
We moved about 6 feet over from the office to the studio.
It's a pretty big deal. But yeah, it's like don't worry.
NBD.
Yeah.
No big deal.
And put your stock into the Spoutcast now.
Yeah, I would say put your stock in the Spoutcast because we're going to be making millions come episode 20.
So. Millions.
What? How many fans do we have nowadays?
Still 86. Oh. But later on the show, I'm going to read some of our reviews on iTunes, and they are excellent.
Oh, so, they'll bring you to tears.
Yeah, they really will. So, Sarah, this past week, we...
I was going to lead it because I didn't go.
Okay, go for it.
Okay. So, this past weekend, I was up at Hume Lake for a retreat, as was Jane, but Jane came back and went to church, and I did not. So, Christian, Jane, I'm sorry. I heard Mike Sladen spoke on the parable of the Good Samaritan.
Yeah.
What'd you like about it? What do you talk about?
Oh, so you're leading it. Okay.
Because I didn't go, so I'll ask the questions.
Well, I'll kind of start off. Maybe I'm sure everybody is familiar with the parable of the Good Samaritan. It's kind of one of those that's been taught since you were a little kid. And I feel like the parable of the Good Samaritan is oftentimes given in the context of like, be kind to your neighbor, you know, which is a general theme of the sermon this past weekend. But it's a lot more than just that. And I think that the parable of the Good Samaritan is one of those ones where we read it and we look at it and we go, you know, this seems like such a basic parable. I totally get everything in it. But really, the parable makes way more sense back when it was written. You know what I mean? Because we don't really understand the difference between a Jew and a Samaritan nowadays, unless maybe you visit Israel or unless Mike gives really good...
I visited Israel.
Yeah, Sarah went to Israel. I don't know if
you... I went to Israel, Jane. Did you know that?
Sarah, I did know that.
And so
we FaceTimed. Sorry.
Yeah, so Mike started off the parable with this great analogy of kind of him being in Israel and him going to the Holocaust. I think there's a museum out there. And then basically talking about how there was less than 1% of people would actually help these, help the Jews in that period of time, like get out of these miserable circumstances that they were in. And he was saying that there was 99% of the population thought about, hey, how can I survive and how can I do something to survive during this period of time? And then there was this less than 1% of people that thought, how can I not help these people? You know what I mean? And so one of the more famous people is like Schindler from Schindler's List and whatnot. And so that was like a great way to start out the sermon. And Jane, you even said that you liked... kind of how he showed the Jews and how he showed the Samaritans as well. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I really liked the history behind it, knowing the backstory makes me read it in a totally different light of how the priest was coming down from having been cleansed, and then his right-hand man comes, and same thing. So it was just a cool analogy. And even I like, too, how the Samaritan paid the innkeeper, and if he would have not paid him, then he could have died for it. Those sorts of things where you just read it totally differently knowing those.
Yeah, and you read it you read it like once, and you really don't know everything in the like the background. Kind of like your guys' analogy last week, where it's like the scriptures in black and white, but when you go to Israel, it's in color. It's like when you read the scripture, it's really black and white, but then when it's brought to life with just all these history and background stories and who's he's telling this to and whatnot, just really brings it to life, really brings it into color. And I just loved that Mike's heart for believers, and I think the Wells' heart for believers, is that we wouldn't sit around and just be a bunch of people that don't ever get outside of ourselves, don't ever, I mean, a context in Fresno would be just stay within our neighborhood, stay in Clovis, and never go and help other people, never go outside of your comfort zone, and, you know, go south of Shaw, or just volunteer to help somewhere. And your thought process of a believer should never be, how can I make this comfortable for my family, or how can I make this comfortable for me, but how can I not help these people that are in need, you know? And I love that that is a thought process that should be thought through as a Christian, but oftentimes we as believers don't do that. Now, when you were in Israel, Sarah, did you see any hostility between people in there out there, or do you feel like this was way back in Bible times, or there's still some like Jews versus Samaritans even today?
Well, there's, I mean, you know, everything going on in the news, how Israel's always like, it's a tiny, tiny country, probably the size of New Jersey, I think, but it's always in the news. There's so much controversy there, and there is a lot of hostility between people groups and the Muslims and the Jews. And then there's the Christian quarters and all of this, and no one crosses boundaries. And then the whole Palestine thing. And, but they hold, hospitality very, very highly. And if you go to, we went and visited a Bedouin community, like the nomads, the wanderers. And if in the Bible times, if you went to this group of people and they were your enemies, they had, it was their, they would call it their privilege to protect you for 3 days and give you protection and food and a place to sleep, even though you're their enemy. And so we went to these people and we didn't know that we're crazy American tourists, and they had us in their home. They fed us tea and bread, and they just hold hospitality as a very, very high, high regard. So even though there is hostility, they still, that's still one of their main values. So yes, there's hostility, but there's big push on hospitality.
Yeah, that's great. I feel like in not only Fresno, but I think the United States in general, hospitality is something that is not very much seen around, at least in California maybe, but I know that like in Texas or whatever, they're like really hospitable in other like places, maybe Midwest or whatever, but I've just, you know, hospitality is not one of those things where it's like you see somebody on the side of the road or you see someone that's homeless or whatever and go, hey, do you need a shower? Like, do you need some food? Not in an enabling way, but just like, hey, let me help you out for today, and then like, let's try and get you back on your feet or whatever. This past weekend we went up to Hume Lake and we did like this small group.
Yeah, we were all critiquing. There. I just was the only person that didn't go to church.
Basically, we did this small
group. I volunteered for a fireworks booth.
No, it's okay. You didn't go to church.
I was volunteering for the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So there. Sorry.
Well, now I feel bad. No, I'm just saying that up there, one of our goals was to, in a sense, basically take these small group things that were going on, these new small groups, and really critique them and make sure that
we have curriculum.
Curriculum at the Well, and go through them and kind of go through them with a fine-tooth comb. Mm-hmm. That would be the word I'm looking for. And with that is that one of the ones that my group went through, and I don't think you guys went through the same ones as me, but there was a discussion about the Good Samaritan. And one of the things was there was this study taken a couple years ago, and I'm going to butcher this a little bit, where basically this, you were in a class and you had, half the class was given the assignment of, hey, you need to do a study on the Good Samaritan. You need to write down, you need to basically be able to present the study of the Good Samaritan. And so they need to present this study like in a classroom a couple doors down. Okay. And the other half of the classroom was basically said, you just need to give a presentation on something that you love, basically. I think that was what it was. And And then what happened was, is after they were given their assignment on what to do, they were given some time to maybe like research this and do this. And then they said, you need to be at the, like in a hurry, you need to be at the hall where you're supposed to give this presentation right now. The group that had to do it on the Good Samaritan, mm-hmm. and the other group that just had to do it on something they love, they were basically said, you have as much time as you need. Just, it's right over there in the hallway. Just take your time and you get over there and give your presentation. So what ended up happening is that they staged this fake homeless man right outside, like on his, like just on his deathbed, basically. And all the people who did the sermon or who were supposed to do the study on the Good Samaritan, they were in such a rush and such a hurry that they completely missed this person because they were trying to give this talk. And it was one of those things where the task became more important than the person, you know? And I feel like, not that this was Mike's theme by any means, but I feel like that is a big problem just with church culture today, is that we always feel like we're in a go, 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 go state. How could we ever stop and help somebody? How could we ever take the time out of our day or spend the financial loss on somebody, you know? And it's just, instead of thinking, how could I ever do this? Once again, it's like, look, how can I not take the time to talk with this person? I think that we as a culture think that by helping somebody, we have to do exactly what the Good Samaritan did. Pay for somebody, give them food or whatever. And maybe it's just simply as having a conversation with somebody, you know? Maybe it's just talking with somebody. And I feel like we forget that and we're so caught up in culture and I need to get here. No, my son's going to be late to this basketball game or whatever. And it's like, it's less about that. It's less about the task and more about the people.
And I don't even think it's just church culture. I think it's our culture in general.
Oh, absolutely.
We are go, 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 like you said, and no time for stopping, no room for error. And in our discussion over the weekend, it was, how do you live with intentionality instead of how do you do something and break your day-to-day routine when that doesn't necessarily feel comfortable?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and I just think even on breaking your own routine, like I'm sure that this Samaritan's routine was not to go to this inn or whatever, but was just to keep walking like everybody else did. You know, I think that something that is huge and prevalent very much in our culture today is just the difference between like a Democrat and a Republican, you know, and I just feel like more and more there's more hostility between the two parties just with where our world is at today. And I just feel like that's a large scale context, which is like the Jew and the Samaritan. But if you really think about these things on just a basic level between I live in Clovis versus I live in South Fresno, or I go to, you know, this school versus this school, or I work at this company and they work at that company. And we build up these barriers between people groups or whatever. And we just go, I would never help that person. And I would never break my daily routine for that person. I may break my daily routine for someone who I like or whatever, but someone who I don't like, no way would I break that routine. And I think that that's a key thing we need to pull out of the scripture is, man, how can we not break our daily routines? How can we not just stop doing what we're doing and like help others? Not even because we're representing Christ, just because it is the right thing to do. It's how we as believers are supposed to love people. Our two biggest commandments is love God and love your neighbor, and we can't seem to get either of those right, you know? Mm-hmm.
And that's the cool thing about how this parable was written is you don't know who the guy is.
Right.
You don't know who the half-dead guy is because Jesus makes it so
open-ended.
Yeah. That who knows who the Samaritan helped.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's just like it doesn't matter. It's just the fact of the matter is he did help him.
Right.
You know, and I think that that's so key, and I think we can kind of end on that. It's just like as believers, how can we not help people? How can we not go the extra mile for somebody? How can we not have a conversation with someone? And I just feel like we're missing the second biggest commandment in the Bible, and that is to love your neighbor, not as in the person that lives right across the street from you, although that is someone who we need to love. But I think that means just everybody.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I'm thinking that if you're not a believer, you are disconnected with God, you're sick, and without him, they're going to hell, really. And we have the answer. Like, we have the cure for a sickness. And by not going out of our way and helping them or not sharing it with them, not having a conversation, it's just, I'm going to hold the cure. I know you're really sick and dying. I don't want to tell you about it, though.
Right.
I could be really helping you here, but I'm going to choose not to.
Yeah.
And I know that could sound, that sounds like severe, but I mean, in some way, it's kind of like what it really is.
There was Gandhi did this famous quote. He's like, I love your God, I just don't like your Christians.
Uh-huh.
You know? And the reason why he says that is because we don't represent Christ very well, no. to be honest. And like, there was a book that we even went over this past weekend, and I've read it before. It's called Unchristian, and it's how it's basically all these statistics of polls taken by non-believers of what they think of believers. It's just like we represent Christ really bad.
Yeah.
People say that we are hateful people against, you know, gays. We are hateful people against other like people groups. And 91% of non-believers think that Christians hate homosexuals. We are anti-homosexual mm-hmm. people. And it's like, look, that is our neighbor. That is someone who we need to love. And I just, you know, it's just sad that that's what we've over the last couple centuries we've represented them ourselves
yeah.
instead of, oh yeah, Christians, they love God and they love others, mm-hmm. period.
I think it's a mentality of they've won something and they've won God's favor in a sense. But I think a lot of what Christians need to rethink is remembering what we've been saved from yeah. and that we had someone who gave his life for us, and we're called to do the same, but we don't. And if we're supposed to be the aroma of Christ, and if we're supposed to be distinguished by our love, we're definitely doing a crappy job.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's a good place to end. Thank you, guys. Sarah, you should go to church more often.
I'll try to fit it into my schedule.
Up next, we're going to not do some news, but just talk about some movies. Movie update 2011, do some movies that are you should totally go see and movies that you shouldn't see. So that'd be fun, and we'll do that next. Maybe tomorrow I'll leave to stay behind. And maybe then I'll sing a new song for you. And we'll mull over coffee and the movie we just saw. While you go on about your job, I'll criticize the songs they play on the radio. And the rain will fall my way. And I can tell.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, listeners of all ages. Hope you enjoyed a little Molly J in your ears. And now
Mr.
we...
Mr. Radio DJ.
Jeez, I'm a lady. I'm not a mister.
I love
so,
it.
Now we are transitioning to talking about the movies of 2011 that you have seen in the last 6 months. What to see, what not to see. What your mom would approve of, what she wouldn't. Christian, since you are such an opinionated moviegoer, why don't you start us out?
The only reason why I'm doing this is because Kevin Tinkin's not here, and usually he brings the news. And I don't want to just start talking about news because, as our producer Andrew said to me this past week, he's like, you shouldn't really talk about news because you don't know a lot about it. However, you should talk about movies.
Did he say the same thing about me? Because I don't know anything about news.
He did. I'm not trying to sell, you know.
No, it's fine. I'm fine with it.
Before we get to the movies, Jane, I do want to just give some shout outs here, okay? Because over the past couple weeks, we've been asking people to write us reviews on iTunes, and we've gotten some pretty funny reviews over the past couple weeks. One that we got is just says, the Spoutcast is awesome. That was a good one. We also got, you guys are the best. Boom, done.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got one this past week that says, does anyone know where I can find 4716 Eddie? Which is that voicemail that we got last week from that guy who was looking
yeah.
for... this is a joke for
okay.
somebody.
I didn't know that one got put on there, too.
Yeah, well, that's the new one.
Oh, I see.
But here's my favorite one that I'd love for all of our listeners to hear, because it's a great review before we kind of go into our
from a mystery man.
Yeah, this is from a mystery person, and we really want to know who this is, because it would just warm our hearts to know.
And we'll get you
it says on
present.
iTunes it's from Furilio. Okay.
Furilio.
He says,
maybe he's related to Coolio.
Or Emilio Estevez, the Mighty Duck guy.
Quack. Quack.
All Quack. Right, this is what he says. He says, remember that one Christmas as a kid when the family decided everyone would stay at grandma's house and you had to sleep on the couch? You couldn't fall asleep because the glowing amber light from the kitchen kept you awake while the adults were up late talking. They were laughing and you laughed quietly to yourself because you so badly wanted to be a part of the conversation. But rules are rules and it was sleepy time. Welcome to the adults table, kiddo. Join the conversation. The Spoutcast not only allows you to listen in, but provides the opportunity to write or call in with a chance to have your submission read or played on air. It's a great way to stay up on date to all things Well Community Church with a touch of current events. It only takes a couple of episodes to feel like you're part of the gang. You feel like you're part of the gang?
I do.
You weekly... are. You're an original gangster, Jay.
Yeah.
The weekly special guest interview is my favorite segment of mine, and the show is chock full of laughter and funny moments. Add this to your podcast rotation, the Spoutcast. It's the cat's pajamas. See what I did there? I brought it back to the sleeping theme. Ah, forget it. That was like the nicest thing I've ever heard.
Okay, the cat's pajamas. When you read the last thing, I was going to say, wait, Christian, I didn't know you wrote that because you see what I did there? But that's the writer.
That's the writer.
Congratulations, writer, for writing a spout.
The only bad thing about this review, though, is that he gave us 4 out of 5 stars, not 5 out of 5.
There's always room for improvement.
But this is a thing. I got to tell this review writer how much this made Christian's day. Honestly, I was in the Welly Deli when he read this review to us. He was a little bit beaming. It was like the ding out of the corner of his mouth. I agree. Smile.
I feel like people are always trying to just like, you know, brown nose the Spoutcast a little bit, and people go, I love the Spoutcast. Like, have you ever listened? No. But, like, I know this guy.
Christian listens. They are fans on Facebook. Therefore, they love the Spoutcast.
Yeah, I think we have a lot of listeners. However, my big thing is like, I feel like those who do listen genuinely like the show.
Yes.
And it saddens me that other people don't listen, and they just don't listen because they're like, well, it's an hour or whatever, and we're going to try and make it shorter, hopefully this week, but whatever. Let me go through some movies that you should see and shouldn't see, and then you guys can chime in as well, okay? Let's start with my list of movies to avoid this year, okay? And don't be upset at me if you liked these movies, ladies.
Oh, I'll defend it.
This is my opinion. My first movie that you should avoid this year, Jane and Sarah, is the movie Pirates of the Caribbean. It is a horrible movie, and that's all I'm going to say.
Okay? Great.
So don't see it. Johnny Depp. Johnny Depp should just move on and do something else. Another movie that actually came out this past weekend that you should most definitely avoid, although it had some really great action scenes that Jane and I talked about, is the movie Transformers.
No! What? You're kidding me!
No.
We should avoid it?
I truly believe
Christian,
that
we just had this conversation.
No, what did I say? I said I liked the action scenes.
But that is... You didn't lead me to believe that you did not support this movie.
How misleading, Christian.
Okay, I went... Pause, Christian. Enter Jane. I went and saw it last night in 3D with some friends. There were some cheesy parts, I'll admit, but some of the action scenes blew my mind. And I'm sitting there with my 3D glasses, looking nerdy like everybody else in my row. And, I mean, there's little things that in life that make me go, oh my gosh. And that this movie, I loved it. I loved it. Everything.
I love the connection.
Christian, let me finish. I haven't been to Israel, so my Bible's still black and white.
Right.
I loved even like the cute little moments with Bumblebee and that guy. What's that guy's name?
Sam Witwicky.
Oh yeah, Sam Witwicky.
She calls herself a fan.
Hey, I did not say I'm a fan of the real Transformers.
I did. I don't know.
Jane, I will let you like that movie, and that's fine by me. However, I would say that it is not a movie that you should see in theaters, and it's better just to rent it on DVD. However, we could sit here and argue all day if you really want to.
I disagree.
All right, moving on.
It was worth every $11.50.
You paid $11.50 for 3D?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not that bad.
It was the same price as a regular digital movie. $11.50.
Christian, what's next on your list?
Gosh, before I beat you up.
I have my money on Jane.
All right, next movie to avoid this year is a movie titled The Green Lantern.
Did you say that with such disdain?
Did you see that too?
No, but I want to. Man, that is two comic book movies that you are giving a thumbs down to.
Yeah, Green Lantern was bad. However, I did not hate the movie. I just don't think it was worth my ticket price.
Wait, who'd you go see it with?
Andrew Ballou.
Oh, I think it was the company that made the movie so terrible.
No way.
Love you, Andrew.
We both liked it. I mean, we both liked it enough, but I wouldn't recommend it to other people. So that's not a great movie. Ryan Reynolds.
It's so good looking.
Yes, it's exactly what Christian was going to say.
Yeah, Buried's better than Green Lantern. Anyways, moving on here to another movie to avoid. I believe that everybody should... This is gonna really hurt Jeremiah's feelings. Like, really, really, really hurt Jeremiah's feelings. But I think we all need to avoid Cars 2.
Oh,
I heard it was... That is a bad movie. And okay. Another thing is that they made the hero, this guy Mater, in the movie. Mater is the voice of Larry the Cable Guy. He's who's a terrible person.
in real life.
But just Cars 2 is a bad movie. They tried to make this really flashy action flick with the hero being this, like, basically what they would consider in this movie like a dumb American that just kind of stumbles into all these things. Like, he's this accidental hero, almost like those Mr. Magoo type movies or Leslie Nielsen
Mr.
movies.
Mr. Magoo.
You know, Leslie Nielsen movies.
Yeah,
he basically played this dumb character that just constantly got out of trouble by just being an idiot. Mm-hmm. And I really feel like that's the message they sent to kids. Hey, the dumber you are, the more, like, the less trouble you're going to get in, and the more superhero-like you're going to be. And it was stupid. Jeremiah, I really apologize. All right.
Sir. Yeah.
Jeremiah loved it. I said, "What did you see a movie this week?" And he's like, "I love Cars 2." And I just kept my mouth quiet. I didn't say anything.
And waited until public avenue to throw him under the bus.
The last movie that I thought was pretty bad, but most everybody would probably agree with me, the movie Mr. Popper's Penguins was not a good movie.
I won't even pay a dollar to get it on Redbox.
Yeah. So here's my movies to see. Is that fair?
Can I guess? Can I try and guess?
Guess one.
Hannah.
Hannah is on my list, yes. Hannah, if you have not seen that movie, it's coming out on DVD soon. This is a fantastic fairy tale movie. You have to watch it understanding that this is a once upon a time type movie. How do fairy tales end? Do you guys know?
And they lived happily ever after.
Yes.
Christian, we're girls.
Hello.
Okay, now this movie basically ends or starts and ends the way a fairy tale should start and end. It has very fairy tale-esque themes throughout.
I thought this was about an insane person.
No, it's like an action movie with these fairy tale themes. There's this amazing scene at the very end where the big bad wolf in the movie is literally walks out of the head of a wolf.
Are you talking about Beastly?
I'm talking about Hannah.
I want to see this now.
It's a fantastic action film. Great, great film. And a lot of my friends do not like this movie. I love this movie. The soundtrack was unbelievable by the Chemical Brothers.
Yeah.
So I sent it to you.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. It's so really good. It's creepy.
Hannah
That's why I thought it was an insane movie, because the soundtrack was so creepy.
This is the one where she's raised in the wilderness and then comes and she has these powers, right?
Yes, but you don't know why she has these powers, which is why it's so cool to watch.
Okay, great.
So check it out.
Yeah,
but
I'll watch that.
Like I said, watch it understanding what a fairy tale of a movie is, because that's the theme of the movie.
Easy peasy. Okay.
Other movies to see this year, I believe that X-Men First Class is a fantastic film.
Saw that one too. I have to admit, I fell asleep for maybe a minute.
You liked Transformers over this movie.
I went and saw a midnight showing of this movie.
I already was a little tired.
I fall asleep every time.
Yeah. I have been to, I believe, 3 midnight showings in my life, and I have fallen asleep in 2 of the 3. So it's, yeah.
And I didn't fall asleep because of the movie.
No,
I just had a second where I couldn't keep my eyes open
any
longer.
It's a great, great film, and...
I just couldn't keep my eyes open any longer, so I fell asleep. No offense,
movie. The two main actors in it, Michael Fassbender and James McAvoy, fantastic.
Fantastic.
Super 8 is another film that I absolutely love.
I
want to
see that one, too.
If you guys want me to put my money on who wins best... who gets nominated for Best Supporting Actress? Elle Fanning should definitely get supported.
Is she related to Dakota Fanning?
She is. She's a younger sister, and she's a far better actress.
Oh.
Immediately, her first scene in the movie.
Uptown Girls, right? Dakota Fanning?
Yeah.
Brittany Murphy.
Yeah.
Cute.
May she rest in peace.
Heath Ledger, we talked about him today,
Heath. Oh, anyways, that was a sad day when Heath died.
See this movie for one reason only, Elle Fanning, and just that J.J. Abrams does a great job with a monster movie.
It's great. Really J.J. great. Abrams, the creator of Alias.
Do you guys remember that video that was played like on, it was like a Lonely Island video on the MTV Movie Awards, but at a certain point they're like, J.J. Abrams on the keyboard. No? All right. I'm moving on.
No, chirp, I was not allowed to chirp, watch MTV.
Happened like 2 years ago. So
you still I'm still to... not allowed to watch MTV.
All right, two more films that I want to go over, and then we'll get to interview you, Jane, because we want to know what's been going on the last 17 weeks of your life. So last two movies on my thing are a movie titled Win-Win. This movie is with Paul Giamatti. He basically plays his dad who adopts this kid who finds out has a great wrestling ability. Not like WWF wrestling.
Oh, this is an indie film.
Yeah, but it's pretty mainstream too. Like, it did pretty well. Anyways, fantastic film. See it, Win-Win. It's on DVD.
Yeah, that looked really good. It looked heartwarming.
Last movie that everybody's going to go see, and then they're going to get mad at me for telling them to go see it, but it's the new Woody Allen film called Midnight in Paris. And it is a great...
I've heard mixed reviews. I've heard...
Yes, you probably have.
I've heard that it's really good, and then other people said it was really gross and dirty.
Midnight in Paris?
Hmm. What did I hear about it that was negative then?
You would have heard that the negative side of it is that they didn't get the humor in it because it's a 1920s, like a history type movie.
Yeah, if you don't know about the 1920s, you'll miss half the jokes.
Yes.
They'll kind of go over your head.
Even if you don't know about the 1920s, you still have to appreciate the movie itself.
Okay.
It's a great film. You should totally see it. It's Woody Allen's, like, I think, film that's grossed the most money. Now, Woody Allen doesn't always have the best films, and they're always... usually pretty dirty, but this one's pretty clean.
Okay.
Owen Wilson is at his game in this one, and I'm a big Owen Wilson fan.
You didn't talk about what's that movie? Never mind. I wish I could think of what it was. Oh, Something Borrowed.
Yeah.
I heard that would be a movie not ever to see.
Well, I didn't write that down because I just figured people would see the what to avoid. They would already assume, oh, I should avoid Something Borrowed. So
you also didn't talk about, I mean, Just Go With It with Adam Sandler and Jennifer Aniston. You didn't talk about...
I wouldn't promote that movie.
You would?
I would not.
Oh, no. I know. I was throwing out really stupid movies.
Sarah just sees all the dirty movies, Jane.
I did not see Something Borrowed. I did see Just Go With It because I was on a plane for a really long time.
It's all right. Well, thanks for listening to my movies to avoid and to see. Jane, I apologize that you feel like your $11 was well spent on Transformers. However, mine was not. And that's okay. So, I would also like to recommend a movie called The Tree of Life. However,
Nicolas Cage?
No, The Tree of Life is with Brad Pitt and Sean Penn. But I have heard that in my theater experience as well, over half the movie theater ends up walking out throughout the movie.
Why? Terrible.
No, but it's a fantastic movie. They just don't like the movie because there's barely any dialogue. It's all imagery. There's this 30-minute segment in the movie that literally goes through the creation of the world.
Oh, that's cool.
And, yes, but people are used to a movie where there's dialogue and a lot of action.
They
want to
be entertained.
And this movie is entertaining. It's literally like walking through an art museum. Casey Jackson mentioned that.
Oh, very cool.
So it's really cool.
Can I ask you a movie question?
Yeah.
Okay, since you didn't like two comic book movies.
Yes.
But I also are you excited? Like, are you looking forward to seeing Captain America?
Yes, I've talked about this on the show.
When did that come out?
I am excited to see it. However, the director is a really horrible director.
Oh, no.
His name's Joe Johnston, and he did the worst of the Jurassic Park movies.
Oh.
He also did, which are like some of my all-time favorite movies. He also did The Wolfman, which was really, really, really bad.
Is Christopher, not Christopher, is Nolan, what's Christopher Nolan? Is that yes, was he coming out with any new movies?
Well, Batman. Next year.
Oh, because I love every one of his movies.
You do?
Yeah, they're all my favorites.
They're all really good movies.
I said that. I gave a list of my favorite movies.
Did you see Insomnia?
No.
Fantastic.
Well, I gave my list of favorite movies to someone, and they looked at it, and they're like, oh, Christopher Nolan has directed all five of those. Apparently, I really like his stuff, so I want him to come out with new movies.
Yeah. Well, I could talk about movies all day, but let's not do that. Let's talk about Jane in our next segment, okay?
So, Jane.
Let's listen to some more music by...
Molly Jensen.
Did you say Margaret?
Margaret Jensen.
My gosh.
Right,
if she were here, I know her personally. She's really funny.
You should tell her to listen to this bout.
I will. She just might.
There you go.
Okay.
This is for you, Mr. I don't know your name. I saw you.
All right, we are back with our favorite Transformers fan.
I thought you were going to say our favorite Transformer.
Jane Fawcett. And Jane, you've been on the show once before.
I have.
And things have changed, and we've talked about that a little bit. But I just want to say, you know, officially welcome back to the interview segment.
Thank you, Christian.
Yeah, we've definitely missed you. Happy July 4th.
Oh, happy Independence Day to you, too.
Have you ever seen the film Independence Day?
Yes, I have. It's a very good film.
So good. So good.
So good. Will Smith.
It's the greatest.
Love him.
So good.
All right. So, Jane, really, if I can be completely frank with you, is usually we have somebody come in here and we interview them. We talk about something going on at the church or whatever. But I literally just brought you in here because I just wanted to hang out for 15 minutes.
Perfect.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And I feel like we in the office, you know, we joke around a lot. But something that I've noticed that you and Sarah, you guys kind of really like each other. You know, you guys are friends. Am I right?
Yes, we love each other.
And something I've noticed is that you guys also love donuts, right?
We love donuts.
That's mainly the reason I like Jane.
And so,
Christian, can I tell you something?
What?
When Sarah was gone in Israel for 14 days?
10 days.
Oh, felt like 14. An eternity. I took a fast from donuts because I was waiting until Sarah got back.
You took a fast in remembrance of Sarah?
So I didn't really take a fast because it's not like I eat donuts every day. It's like a treat when I eat a donut. Mm-hmm. But when Sarah came back her first day to work, I brought us donuts and we made lattes in the Welly Deli and we sat and shared a donut together in commemoration of her homecoming.
Yep.
Now, Jane, for those who did not listen to the first episode, what exactly do you do at the Well? Kind of what's your role here at the Well?
Yeah. Well, I play a split role.
You play the splits?
I do the splits.
Jane can do the splits.
Yeah. my role is My role is split between two different
between.
All right, let's let her finish
her sentence. Split the tweens. Sorry.
I came onto the Well to be the admin for the North Campus and Chris Schultz, mm-hmm. Who is the campus pastor at the North Campus. But I've also done work for Jeff Kruger, who's the director of operations.
I believe Jeff Kruger listens to like every third episode.
Well, hello, boss.
I don't know if he's going to listen to this exact episode.
Well, if he knows his assistant is on this spot, he'll listen.
I will iChat this episode to him, so he listens.
Although my boss doesn't listen to the Spoutcast.
He really wants to be on the podcast,
though. I know.
And so it's kind of one of those things where it's like, should I wait until he listens to then ask him to be on it? Or should...
I feel like he'd be good on the show, though.
He'd be great. Oh, yeah. Anybody would be good on it.
Okay, well, back to me.
sorry, Jane.
Just kidding. Yeah, no, so that's what I do.
So you do both those roles, and you're just... But I feel like you do a lot of things around the office as well.
She runs the schedule for the espresso maker, and who's on the cleaning schedule.
And by the way... You put me on the schedule 3 months later. I really thought I was going to get by without having to clean anything.
No, you're still not on the schedule.
Oh, good. Why did I get that email then?
Because there's some people who are going on vacation who need people to cover them.
Ah, I'm always down for it.
Great.
You know? So I'm just letting you know.
Perfect.
So now I just blew my cover on national airwaves.
On national airwaves.
The president is listening here. Yeah, and
Commander-in-Chief.
The Commander-in-Chief.
So, Jane, now I don't. I know this about you a little bit, but I believe you grew up in Tracy, right?
I did.
And then you worked at Hume Lake for 4 or 5 years?
5 years.
5 years. And did you love it?
Oh, my
gosh.
Did
you know that I worked at Camp Hammer for 5 years? I feel like 5 year itch is like the camp thing.
But you didn't do it for... Did you do it for 5 summers or year-round for 5 years?
I guess I did 2 full year-round years. Okay. So 24 months. And then I did 3 summers.
Yeah.
Jane was there for 5 years.
I did 5 full years.
And you love it. Still love Hume Lake.
Love it.
Well, I had a good time up there this weekend. Yeah. And we found out that we know a lot of the same people, like Tyler Reed. We know Sam.
Monica Nallen now.
And it's just, I think, a small world that you get to know people. And what was your role there? An admin as well?
My first 3 years, I worked in the registration department, registered camps and conferences. And then my last 2 years, my favorite 2 years, I was the assistant for the program department.
Nice. Rich Baker, correct?
Rich Baker, Cliff Carey, Derek Gear.
So you're the admin to all of these people.
Yeah, like 10 guys. Like,
and this may be going a little too personal. Maybe I shouldn't ask it, but I will anyways.
Go for it.
Do you enjoy being an admin?
Yeah. I mean, it's not like what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Right.
But I like helping.
Sorry, boss.
What would you want to do for the rest of your life?
I want to open... What?
Be on the Spoutcast.
Yeah, I really want to be a Spoutcast person.
Is she mocking us?
No.
No.
You know Jane doesn't listen, right?
I do too.
Yeah, she does. Sometimes I go to her desk and she's listening to the Spoutcast.
Sometimes in last week.
Well, hey, Christian, lay off.
Hey.
She was just...
She's my friend, okay?
All right. So what would you want
to
do?
So what do I want to do?
Yeah.
Ideally, I would love to open a bakery/deli/coffee shop, serve really good sandwiches on homemade breads, have really good cookies and coffees and drinks.
Can I come be your salesperson?
Sure.
Working at a fireworks booth yesterday showed me that I like sales.
Why would you want to do that? You have a heart for that kind of stuff, or...
I really love to cook.
Yeah.
And I think it's really fun.
So why wouldn't you create a restaurant instead of like a bakery? Or you like bakery type foods?
I wanted to feel like mom and pop shop. Like go in, walk in. Oh, Christian, you want the regular? Yeah, I do. Da, 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 da.
Give me the huge.
I love it. I mean, this sounds stupid, but I like love it when people know what I want and know my name. It makes me want to go to those places and spend money there.
Cheers.
At like a Starbucks, they're like, what's your name? I need to write this down.
That's a bar.
I know everybody knows your name, exactly. But I used to go to Warehouse Music and drop hundreds of dollars there just because they knew my name and they asked me how I was. And every Tuesday I would walk in there and they would literally like, this is a DVD and music shop. But like, you know how people would go to The Usual or whatever?
Yeah.
They, over time, knew what I would want on DVD and for music, and they would already have it ordered for me.
Seriously?
So it was like a couple years ago that came out a couple years ago that I would have bought. And they just, knowing what I liked and what I bought, they said, hey, we put a copy of, what's a movie that came out 5 years ago on DVD?
Independence Day.
No. But maybe, okay, Will Smith was in...
Pursuit of Happiness.
Yeah. And I really liked that movie. Just by knowing what I liked, I literally walked in
there. They were like your iTunes genius.
Totally. And they were like, hey, we put a copy of The Pursuit of Happiness on DVD for you. If you don't want it, we can always put it back, but just want to make sure you got it. Like,
so cool.
Super cool. And I love that about that place. I also really tried to date a girl there. So
That's how it is at Great Harvest Bread Company for me. Yeah. I go there every Friday, and so I know everyone that works there now. And I'll walk in, they're like, hey, here's your large soda, Sarah. Did you want a slice of the pesto? Because they know I always get a slice of pesto on Fridays. And then they'll come and talk to me.
Jane, you should totally, like, you know, work towards that goal.
Yeah, I am.
You are?
Yeah.
Or are you just thinking about it?
No, I mean, I've thought about it for a while.
Yeah. That'd be really cool. In Santa Cruz, there's a lot of, like, mom and pop type places. Mm-hmm. They're not really a chain type place. And I love them. It's just great, you know? And it's great to... I mean, Cheers really did get it right. It's like you want to be at a place where people know your name. That's why I think people go to The Grind all the time. The three of us included, you know. Yep. Joel knows my name. He knows my dog's name. He always gives my dog Winston a bowl of water. And
we should interview Rick or Joel on the Spoutcast.
I thought you were going to say Winston.
And Winston.
That's all he'd say. We should. Now,
that'd be so cool.
Jane, as far as bakeries, would you sell donuts at these bakeries?
I don't know if I want to mess with a good thing, because K&M Donuts on Maple and Herndon.
K&C.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's cool.
When I worked at Mount Hermon in Santa Cruz, they made homemade donuts every morning, and I ate a donut every day.
You gained what?
I was going to say, I was going to give some pounds, but I don't, that's so stupid. I don't want to talk about my weight. But I did eat donuts every day. Why are you interrupting me? And I said something about how I want to be a saleswoman because I like fireworks, and you didn't even acknowledge it. You went, all right, shut up, Sarah. Jane.
We are interviewing a guest here, Sarah. Golly.
Hey, in fifth grade, I learned,
What was that?
Conflict resolution.
I learned about California missions.
No, that was fourth grade, Sarah.
You're right.
However, this is not a conflict. We are interviewing you, Jane, so therefore the most important person in this room is you, not Sarah. Okay?
Well, I'll just sit over here like chop liver.
Okay.
Until we'll talk about this off air, Christian.
So why don't we do this then, Sarah? Why don't we, since we're going to talk about our favorite donut and why, okay? And first of all, my favorite donut shop is K&C Donuts.
Yeah, that's what I meant, not M.
Yeah, it's all right. So why don't we start with you, Sarah, because obviously you want the attention here. So,
I wish you guys could see my facial expressions.
What is your favorite donut and why, Sarah?
My favorite donut is an old-fashioned maple, mm-hmm. and from a place off of Gettysburg and Ashland. I don't know what it's called, but there's a donut shop of Gettysburg and Ashland. It's the best. And K&C Donuts are also very good. Mm-hmm. And because I love maple, and old-fashioned are really good because with all the crevices, there's a lot more frosting.
Crevasse.
Okay. There's a lot. You could get more frosting because it's all in crevasse.
I know, but what is that? They're talking about like the Grand Canyon or something.
Is that from Dumb and Dumber?
Oh, no. Wait.
Bad movie? Are you promoting a bad movie on this
no,
show,
Jane? It was a Hume thing.
Oh. All right. So you liked the maple donuts.
I like old-fashioned maple.
Really?
Yes.
They make those?
Yes, I had one
this
morning.
Did you not see her eating her donut this morning?
You're talking about the ones when you eat the old-fashioned, do you rip off the sides and then yes. go to the center?
Yep. That's exactly correct. Why do you laugh?
You just kind of giggled.
I think it's funny because I see in G-O-O. The office someone will bring donuts in and just rip off the corners and leave the centerpiece.
Oh, no, I eat the whole thing.
Okay.
I can't eat just half a donut. I'd eat the whole thing.
Yeah, I've never had one of those. I need to have one of those.
So good. If you like maple,
yeah.
then you'll
I
like
feel
it.
Like, if I could be honest, have we talked about our favorite donuts on this show before?
We're doing it now.
No, I just feel like we've had this conversation before.
We might have had it in the office.
No, Christian, we had it on our coffee date when you interrupted us. We talked about our favorite donuts.
I just feel like we've talked about our favorite donuts. If you're a Spoutcast listener, could you confirm or deny if we've talked about our favorite donuts?
I don't
donuts
think
before?
We have.
Because I feel like you've said this, and now it's like, I feel like she said that before. Anyways.
Deja vu.
Maybe it's deja vu. My favorite donut and why is, you. Now you guys got me a donut this morning that is my favorite donut, okay? But my all-time favorite donut is just a standard plain cake donut, and the only good ones are the ones inside the Hostess packages that come with powdered chocolate and plain.
Ugh.
I could literally scarf down those plain donuts. My mom, as like a, you know how parents would like give you a treat every once in a while, like the treat for me was I would do anything. I would mow the lawn. I would take the trash out if my mom said, "I'll give you a plain cake donut in the morning." I know it sounds gross, but
no,
I'm telling you, I love it.
I used to work with. Oh, never mind. This is gonna sound bad towards you.
Go for it.
Okay. Well, I used to work with kids with autism, and we worked on a lot of skills and everything. And there's one boy, and they always got to choose their favorite candy or whatever to work towards. And there's one boy who always chose cake donuts. And if I turned my back for 1 second, he would have 6 donuts in his mouth because he knew as soon as I turned around, he'd have to spit them back out. So he would stuff them in his mouth
so
really
cute.
Big. It was hilarious. And the cake donut, they're good. A lot of people like
excellent.
Them.
Which is why I like the cake donuts with the frosting on it as well. But I tell you what, cake donuts from donut shops are not as good as the Hostess ones. It's just
weird.
Bottom line.
But Hostess ones are like mass produced, and the ones from K&C are homemade.
And made with love.
And made with love.
Well, you know, it's to each his own, guys. I don't like
so
maple.
True.
We're girls.
I don't like maple.
We're
whatever you
girls.
Like. Maple old
fashioned.
You know, to each his own.
Okay.
Jane, why don't you tell us your one and why here?
Well, okay, I kind of have two favorites.
Go for it. Because but it's a one and why, so you're only allowed to do one.
Well,
Megan does three.
I'm breaking the rules. Yeah, I was going to say Megan does more than that because I listen to the Spoutcast, Christian. How about that?
You listen to the Spoutcast from episode 14, 15, and 16.
Not true. So my all-time favorite, gosh, I don't know if I could pick a favorite. I love... Depending on my mood, I'll either have an apple fritter.
You need a donut, like a ring, like a mood ring that like changes colors.
What donut do I want to eat today?
Apple fritter.
I'll either have an apple fritter or a maple bar.
Mm-hmm. Just standard plain maple bar.
Maple bar, that's it.
I feel like that's like when I give donuts to junior hires, that's the one that always has gone first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so
apple
tasty.
Apple fritters, however, are always a little more expensive than all the other donuts.
Yeah.
Why is that? Is it because it's that good?
There's real apples
the
in
apple
them.
Fritter and
they're
the
bigger.
Bear Claw are always the most expensive.
You should
ones.
Have had a piece of mine. It's really good. But this is the thing. I have really sensitive teeth. Mm. So I can't eat donuts very often because my teeth hurt really bad.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that maybe you think you got some cavities there, Jane?
Or? Yeah, I think I have a cavity.
We don't have sorry dental insurance.
I don't want to pay the money to go see that I have a cavity.
Yeah, I have to get two wisdom teeth pulled, and it's like $800. And I literally asked the guy, I said, now, if I don't get them pulled, what is going to happen? And he said, well, your wisdom teeth are going to shove against your other two teeth, and your mouth is going to be really painful, and then your teeth, your top teeth are all going to become crooked because they're all going to jam into each other. And I said, yeah, I feel like that's totally like better than spending $800.
No, it's not.
So
my wisdom teeth start coming in and they start moving my teeth. It's really painful. Yeah. And if you're ever, don't ever be scared of getting your wisdom teeth out. A lot of people,
I'm not scared. Okay. It's just expensive.
A lot of people have bad experiences with wisdom teeth. Yeah. I had good ones.
Yeah. So
me too.
Jane, thanks for being here today.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me back.
I would like to, before we kind of close it out, we did get one email this week, and you know, I feel like emails were pretty lacking this week for many reasons, but I think the holiday is a big, big number one. We usually get our most emails on Monday, and today's a holiday. So we did get one email from our dear friend Sabo, who I am convinced wrote that iTunes review.
Well,
and if it was you, Sabo,
thanks.
Thanks, and what would be the word? Like, speak up, because we want to praise you for the rest of our lives.
That's
a little
pretty
sacrilegious
sacrilegious.
Christian.
Jane also said, what did you say earlier in the show, Jane? That you
sure, throw her under the bus, too. Yep.
You're
going down, you're taking her with you.
What did you say? You were like, you would rather... Forget it. You said something about how you would love to watch Transformers instead of read your Bible or so, and I made a joke about it.
You made the joke about it.
All right. Anyways, he said, hey, Spoutcast, happy 4th of July. Happy 4th of July to you, too, as well. My one and why is a glazed twist. It's a lot like me. It's like a regular...
Are you like, twisted and
it's
glazy?
It's like a regular round glazed donut, but with a twist. And my wife, Lady Sabo, who I'm now a huge fan of, also enjoys a plain cake donut because she says you can eat two and not feel bad. Something about lower calories versus the kind I like. So he says, see you later, Sabo. Thank you for the email. We'll definitely enter you into our $10 drawing that we do every 2 weeks. Now, I do want to point something out here, Sarah. Remember last week we gave Michael Elizondo $10?
Yes.
Haven't gotten a thank you letter. So, Michael, you're on the list, all right? You're on notice is what Colbert would say. So, be warned, all right?
Be warned.
Anyways, if you guys would like to participate in our One on Why next week, because it is 4th of July today, we'd love to hear a great your favorite 4th of July memory and why. Yeah, I mean, if your 4th of July memory and your favorite one comes this year, then we would like to hear about it. So next week, email us at thespoutpodcast@gmail.com or call us 559-321-SPOUT, which is 7768. I know it's four numbers, but it's five letters. Forget it, Jane. It's not even worth explaining.
321-SPOT.
Spot. Yeah, or you could do that. And just email us or call us or text us and tell us what your favorite 4th of July memory is and why. Once again, Jane, thank you for being here. We will have you back in 17 more episodes. How does that sound?
Awesome. I will look forward to it.
Cool. All right. And up next, we're going to do some announcements, and then we'll close out the show.
And I'm ready.
Welcome back to The Spout. I was trying to make it sound different. All right, welcome back to The Spout. Thanks for listening.
Start that over.
Oh, yeah. Ugh. You sounded a little annoyed.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah. No, let her do it.
Okay. So we're going to do some.
Sarah, he said you did really well the last time, so just be confident.
Okay. All right, welcome back to The Spout. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for listening to us for the past hour. Jane, we love that you're here.
Yeah, Jane, thanks for joining us like all day long.
Yeah, so you're welcome.
Most terrible
man.
Thing.
Thanks for the donuts.
Know, maybe Jane's Wine and Wine next week will be my favorite memory on 4th of July is hanging out with Sarah and Christian on the 4th of July.
Christian, can we tell you something?
What?
Jane moved in yesterday.
I know. You guys are now roommates.
I am a roommate of Sarah Wells and Ashley Brannon. We need to think of a name for our house.
How come Ashley doesn't listen
to the show? She listens to it every week.
Really?
Yeah. Why would you assume that she doesn't?
Because I never got an email.
Oh, Ashley Brannon, please email.
She lost all her fingers. She can't type, Christian.
Jane, that was funny.
That's like one of those things where I remember like telling kids, like I would have a kid like ask me like how many push-ups can my dad do, and then like I would get a buddy to go tell this kid at camp, ask Christian how many push-ups can your dad do, and so they'd come up and go, how many push-ups can your dad do, and I'd like start to cry and go, my dad has no arms, and I go, that's not funny, and they go, I'm so sorry, he told me to say it. We were really mean to campers. Anyways, hey, just want to close out the show with a couple quick reminders. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/spoutcast or Twitter us at twitter.com/thespoutcast. Also, you know, check us out on iTunes. Give us a review on iTunes because they just bring me to tears all the time. Uh-huh. They really do. And before we go, I just want to say that we should next week have everything back to normal. Megan will be back. Kevin will be back. Even producer Andrew will be producing again. And,
oh,
and Dave Johnson.
But wait, shout out to your producer. It's his birthday today.
It's Andrew Files' birthday. That is correct. So shout
happy
out.
Happy birthday to you.
Right,
we're running out of time. The producer's going to get mad. We better just cut it.
Yeah.
A couple just quick general announcements is make sure we are still, at least I am still praying for the mission trip team out there. I know AP and those guys are still out there in Costa Rica. Mm-hmm. And one of our junior high leaders is there as well, so be praying for them. Another thing is there is a couples retreat coming up at Hume Lake.
Can James, I say it? Can why? I give the details? Because I love Hume Lake. I'll do it quick, I promise.
Let me do the details.
Wah, wow. Wah, wah.
All right, fine. Can you read the details? They're quite small there. Do you need glasses?
Okay, coming up on September 16th to the 18th, Brad Bell, accompanied by our former worship director, Brent Lamb, will be up at Hume Lake. Brad will be speaking for the conference, and Brent will be leading worship. So go to Hume Lake's website to sign up, www.humelake.org, and you can sign up online.
There is also, you can actually go through the Well Communities website, wellcommunity.org, and get to that Hume website.
Great.
And whatnot. But couples retreats are great. Lacey and I have not been on this Hume Lake one, but we love going on retreats where it's just the two of us, and it's just a good way to get away and even
get out of the Fresno heat.
Yeah, get out of Dodge is what my brother-in-law calls it.
Get out of Dodge. And Brad Bell.
And what'd you say?
And Brad Bell uses that term a lot.
Get out of Dodge?
Get out of Dodge.
Really?
Braid Beals.
Yeah, so once again, tell your friends about the Spoutcast, and this is the Spout. We are out.
Ever tire from the sound of your own voice? It's only been 5 minutes and I'm full of you. How about a little originality? Maybe that way I'll get some peace. You haven't seen me in 3 years, so how can it be? Of a day, it's the last one I'll give away.
Blah 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 blah.
Was all I ever heard you say, and something about you and me. I don't know what that could possibly be.
that you said.